WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I got some Why Nots in here in about 12 minutes or so. But before that, I'm going to play some new music. This is something by Jennifer Teft and Estrange. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Was Jennifer Teft and Estrange with Should Have Known Better. Gonna play a newest or latest, one of the latest Rumbar releases now from a band called the Yum Yums. Probably play three songs and then we'll be up with the Why Nots. Whoever's here anyway in the Why Nots, but this is the Yum Yums.
Thinking about you, can't get you right.
Playing that song.
Oh, I got it now.
Yeah. You got it? WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Let me tell you what I just played. We just played Senseless Optimism, a song called Walk Along, brand new song by them. Before that, Mac Bell Experience with Can't We All Be Bad. And we started that little set, I guess you'd call it, off with the Yum Yums, brand new from Rumbaugh Records, popping up again. And with Bob and Chrissy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And
I think we should start by saying hello to the rest of the band that's not here.
Yeah.
Hi, Do Wynots. Missing Wynots.
Do it.
There's, undedicated Wynots.
There are four Wynots.
Yeah. Michelle Kish, she lives in Vermont. She's got a major pass on driving to Boston on a Tuesday night. And so does our drummer, Peter DeVincent. He lives in Warwick, Rhode Island. And he gets up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work, so that's a long day for him.
And Chrissy and I live in the same town.
Yeah. We both live in Beverly.
And we never see each other. One time we ran into each other at CVS.
Really?
After she's been living there for like 5 years.
And Beverly's not a big, huge
It's really
town,
not.
So it's odd that you didn't run into each other a lot.
Yeah, I almost punched him because he surprised me with some smarmy remark.
Yeah. So before we get to the current release, I want to talk a little bit about 2007, is that when this thing started out, I guess we could say?
Well, if that's what it says on the CD, it must be true.
I saw that somewhere.
I think at that time, I really wasn't in a band. The last band I had was called The Chubbs.
Yeah.
And I was playing in Gangrene, too.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm not in a band, I just kind of, like, play out solo.
Right.
That's what I was doing. And I started playing with a friend, Doug McDonald. I think you've had him here.
Yeah.
So I was jamming with him, and next thing I know, I'm in the Wine Isles.
And this is an obvious question, but what's with the Why Knots? Who came up with the name? Let's call ourselves the Why Knots.
That's Bob. Anything goofy that goes on, it's Bob.
Was it Why Not?
They told me about the band, and I was like, why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, growing up, that was a family name, and I'm from Braintree, so there was someone with the last name Why Not, and they had a gas station, and the gas station was Why Not Gas. So...
So there is a bit of a... It wasn't just out of the thin air.
There was...
It's a play on words, and it's also a family name. So I was just like, how about a family name, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like what the Ramones did, right? Isn't that supposed to be like a name they made up?
I'm Chrissy Why Not, apparently.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I heard Paul McCartney registered at a hotel under the name Ramone.
That's where they got it from. I've heard that, yeah.
We were... I think it must have been 2007... Michelle and I were at the Abbey Lounge. Bob was there. We should ask Bob to be in a band. Michelle and I are gabbing in the corner. You go ask him. No, you go ask him. We really should. And then we had a few more drinks, and I can't remember who asked.
I was wondering what motivated that, because they were in the Killer Abs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michelle and I were in this cover band many years ago, punk rock cover band, all female, called the Killer Abs. Our drummer, her name was Abby, and she was killer. Yeah, so Bob said yes, and Michelle and I were startled, and he had a whole bunch of songs already written and ready to go, just looking for a band to place them.
And what I liked was everyone wrote songs.
So I was going to say that. It's not a one, like, you don't write all the songs, Bob. It was an effort of a few people wrote songs in the band.
Yeah, so I just think that's more interesting.
And yeah.
We're more of a vocal, we try to be a vocal group, like we have different vocal parts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another dynamic.
I love your sound.
That's another thing. We don't really know how to describe our sound. So if you have any ideas.
I don't. Labeling genres and things is always kind of odd, I think. Like, I always say, listen to the band and you call them what you want. But, you know, is it rock? Is it punk rock? Is it alternative? It's music, and listen to it. And, you decide what umbrella it falls under.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a bunch of it in a minute here. So, they can
decide. Let the people decide. Right.
And then how did Pete come about? I mean, he's a fabulous drummer. I mean,
Peter DeVincent is the world's best drummer. So
Was he there from the outset?
No. Michelle and I asked him to be in the band. Pete was the drummer for my most favorite Boston band ever, Underball.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to every Underball show and stand in front of Pete and just dance and sing all the words, and he thought I had a crush on him, but of course I did not, Peter.
I just like your skills.
I just loved the band so much, and so Michelle and I, it was a no-brainer that if we were going to ask a drummer to be in a band with us, it would be Peter.
And so when did he jump in?
Very beginning.
Oh, he was.
Very beginning.
That's right. And I think, again, I'm just going by, is it 09 that you kind of went and recorded some stuff?
That's what it says.
Up in Peabody?
I think we had two recording sessions. I think in one Peabody? Was in 08, where, like, the first, was it seven songs that we put out on Spotify? And now the CD has four more songs that was from the second recording session, which was the following year.
I lived in Peabody for most of my, till I was like, 40? I grew up in Peabody, so that was funny, yeah. But I moved closer to, I worked in Arlington, so Peabody was, and so we wound up in Medford, which is right next door, so that's how it worked out, but yeah.
It was at a friend's house, Tom Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tom Hamilton from Aerosmith, but Tom Hamilton from Synchro Sound, and he recorded a bunch of bands. He recorded Jerry's Kids, he recorded the Lemonheads, a lot of stuff for Tang Records.
Yep.
So,
I'm going to play some of this stuff. I'm going to play a couple of songs off of Way Back Now. That's the name of it.
That's a great name, huh?
Yeah. So it ties in with the Why Nots. Way yeah. Back, Why Not? I'm going to play a couple, and Bob's going to play one for us live here, but when we come back. But here we go.
You see me walking away.
All right, we just heard Hey Sharon and Stay Around, both off of Way Back Now. Do you want to say a little something about those two songs? Or
I want to say that Hey Sharon was actually written by our drummer, Pete.
Okay.
And I sing it. But he said he started writing that with the Underball band.
Yeah.
So that goes, so again, you guys all write, you guys all...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete's a phenomenal vocalist.
And Stay Around was...
Yeah, both those songs were like our early stuff, that what we started to play right off the bat.
Michelle wrote Stay Around.
Okay.
And they're pretty tricky lyrics if anybody wants to go back and listen again.
Yeah, and I'm going to let Bob play one, and then we'll talk a bit about the CD itself specifically.
Okay, this one's called Antidote. I started writing this with the Chubbs, but we broke up. And then years later, I met Florence, and this was my courting song to her. So I had words around that time for this one. So, and this goes out to her. She's listening at home.
What if I... Oh, what to be your extraordinary everything. And if I could come, opportunity to speak with you leaves me frozen in my boots. You're the answer to loneliness. You're the antidote. Why am I sitting here like
not perfect, but it's the live performance.
So it is.
You get to hear the imperfections.
Who needs a band?
I gotta get this out of the way. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Yeah, no, that was nice. Sounded good. So we talked a second off air. What led to the, I guess you'd call it the... reunion of the Why Nots, or the decision to put this out in a CD form and add the tracks and all that stuff?
How did that happen? It might have been Michelle. So
Michelle's idea.
Michelle moved to California for love all those years ago, which is why the Why Nots were put on ice. Mm. Now she's, I'm throwing up air quotes, now she's back, which means Vermont.
Right.
So she thought it would be a good time to get the band back together and release our songs. Actually, we were just going to release the songs and not put the band back together, but then we thought about it and be really fun.
Yeah. So prior to this, were these things just in the internet? Like, were they out there at all? Were they just digital, or were they not even out there?
We did have a CD at that time that was five songs.
Okay.
So the first five on the list of the original seven that you have. And we only made 100 copies. And so the band was kind of short-lived. Like, not long after that, we kind of split up. I remember we went camping down at... We had a gig down the Cape. It was like this...
In Provincetown.
Festival thing. Mm-hmm. And we didn't stay at a hotel. We went camping. It was the funniest thing.
Camping with gear.
And how long ago? When was it? Back? Way back?
It was probably 2009.
Okay.
It was the summer of 2009.
It was when a lot of Boston bands went to Provincetown for the weekend and played at a bunch of different venues. I can't remember. Martin something used to put it on. I can't remember.
But there was too many bands and not enough set time. So we kind of got pushed around. I think we were supposed to play a couple sets and we only played like one.
So it was a good idea to do this, to
Yeah, it is.
And it's, how did, I love physical things, the product. And so, like, I'm a sucker for, like, the artwork.
So why a CD? Yeah, I mean, I grew up looking at every little thing back of a record, you know? So, and CDs are similar.
Yeah, I love you put lyrics in there, and...
That's why the cover is kind of like a little mini, you know, fold-out album.
Right. And the who did the artwork?
So, I think that was... The concept was Bob. He found something that he liked, and we sent it to Lorek.
Actually, Michelle found that picture.
Oh, she did.
The artwork. Yeah.
And we sent it to Lauren Recchia, Lorek and the Downhalls, and my other band, and she put that graphic together for us.
Yeah. And I noticed that Nicole take some pictures.
Nikki T.
Aren't recent pictures. Those
no, I know, but she's been shooting for a long time.
She has,
and often.
And then we had another friend that took pictures near the space in Charlestown. What was her name?
Cheryl Pulsel. Yeah, but Michelle put the whole thing together. She taught herself how to make album electronic art and digital files and all that stuff, and everything you see there, I think she either led or had a major hand in.
I'm going to play a couple more because I'm going to play a couple more off that. I might sneak some maybe I'll sneak a Downhalls tune in here because I do love your other band.
That wouldn't suck.
But I'm going to play a couple of Why Nots from this, and Bob will come back. I think Bob's got one more in him, right?
Yeah, sure.
While we're here, might as well use it, right? But this is from way back now, a couple of tracks from that.
Ready?
Nobody's Looking off of the Why Nots Way Back Now, and we also heard Invisible. Also, giving you a good slice of that album, record, CD, release.
A schmattering.
Whatever we're going to call it, yeah. So I'll let you play one, Bob, and then we'll talk a bit about a few more things.
Okay. But,
yeah, I'll let you play one, and yeah.
This one's called Retreat. So it was fun playing it back when we had the band years ago, and the band was short-lived. But the song was played at many solo gigs I did, and I actually played it out in California and in Berkeley. What's that famous venue? Gilman something?
I don't know, but you were there, and it was famous, and you played it.
So,
right? That all works.
So now I have to play it famously, hopefully. Wow. This one's called Retreat.
I know a place where we can run and hide away when it's rainy and out there, far, far from anything that we know. Yet where we're going, we feel safe like we're at home. We pack away our day-to-days and our identities and our God-given freedoms. We try to break the chains from the company of money and greed, and I need to please them. Yet where we're going, we feel safe like we're at home. I never knew any harm would come with this, in this series of incidents. Gives his life to save his country. I know a place where we can run and hide away when it's rainy and cold. It's out there, far, far from anything that we know. Yet where we're going, we feel safe like we're at home.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Great stuff. So, clock's ticking. So, you have a gig coming up June 1st.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. Who's
Well, it's a new experience. You know, when I started, we used to hand out flyers on Newbury Street. And now you can sign up for a service. And you can have tickets. It's like your ticket. What was it back then? Ticketron or whatever?
Ticketron, yeah.
It's like your own Ticketron now. And,
yeah.
So I'm using Eventbrite. And so I posted out the tickets we sold. I think we're getting close to around 50 tickets are sold.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Because you expect to walk up to. And so, yeah, 50 advances. Yeah.
We expect a lot of people, for sure.
That's not bad.
It's at the New World Tavern in Plymouth Center. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great venue. It's a restaurant and bar. And they have a back room that's called the Cavern at the tavern. Really pro outfit there. It really is. They've got great sound, good stage. Tim Downey books it, so Tim Downey invited us to play down there. Yep, we have Spiller.
The Black Chairs.
Yep,
with
band.
Danny O'Halloran. He's from that area. And then another band that's from Plymouth called The Associates.
Great lineup. And this is a rum bar. Is the CD's out on rum bar? Our
CD is on rum bar, yes.
You guys have probably known Lou forever.
Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
As anyone has, it's, yeah I'm like.
Anybody that meets him is his best friend immediately.
Yeah. One of the most enthusiastic guys to have in your corner.
Oh, yeah. He's doing tons of stuff. I'm so appreciative. Like, a lot of talk about the Why Nots. I get five posts a day.
And you're like, wow.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool.
Where'd that come from?
All right, thank you, Lou.
I'm gonna get a Downhole song in here. I'm gonna get one more off of Way Back Now. I'm gonna get something from Spiller, and then we're just about tapped. So I'm gonna get this going. Here's one more from Way Back Now. When I'm gonna play a couple, we'll be back to wrap it up in about 9 minutes or so.
Bye. He said he needs 200% so things can be okay.
All right, I just played the downhaul, Spit the Poison Out. Spiller with God Save the Queens. Love that song.
That is a real good song.
Right, and we I think we played another one off the Why Nots, off your latest release.
Another one, yeah.
Another one from...
Right? You played another
the
one.
The title's appropriate, right? So anything else you guys want to plug before we let you get out of here? Or
I want to give a shout out to my two boys, Leo and Dante. It's almost time for bed, and Daddy will be home soon. And thank you for listening.
They listened? Cool.
Yep.
And Chrissy, you want to...
Yeah, sure. Just another plug for our show with Why Nots, Spiller, Black Cheers, and The Associates on Saturday, June 1st, Plymouth and Center.
And there might be some downhauls news in the future.
There might be.
We'll keep you guessing.
That's a secret. We'll let you know first.
On that one.
Yeah, so buy some tickets to the show down in Plymouth, please.
There's lots to do in Plymouth besides wait around for a rock and roll show.
New World Tavern. It's a great place.
All righty. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. See you next week with, I think, Todd and Lisa Erickson. But I'm going to play one by a girl named Mary Prankster, and I'll see you next week. Thanks again. The rain.